Shmuel Beis Perik Yud Tes Pasuk Dalet. So the king is in absolutely abject grief over his son's death, and he's standing over the gate to Machanoyim, and he is mourning, and the people literally, they just can't take it. So therefore, Vayis Ganav Ha'am Bayomahu Lavo Ha'ir. So the people stole into the city that day, like a Ganav, you know, undercover, and very surreptitiously, not in an open way, even though they had just won a great battle. And so as they entered the city, they kind of snuck in. Kasher yizganev ha'am ha'nichlamim benusam ba'milchama. And the Nach has a really wonderful explanation of what this seemed like. They stole into the city like people who are embarrassed steal away in the other direction when they're fleeing from battle. So there's a tremendous embarrassment, an embarrassment because Avshalom was in fact doing terrible things, and yet the people loved him anyway. And there's a shame to realizing, once you snap out of the magnetism of Avshalom, the terrible things he did. He murdered his brother, he wanted to kill his father, he violated his father's wives. How can you support such a person? So sometime after, dare I say, after the inauguration, and you see the personal qualities of the person that you've put in charge or were attempting to put in charge, there's a certain degree of embarrassment. But hey, v'hamelech lo'at espanov. In the meantime, the king concealed his face like a mourner. His anguish, v'yizak hamelech kol gadol. And the king cried out in a loud voice, b'ni Avshalom, Avshalom b'ni b'ni. My son Avshalom, Avshalom my son, my son. So if you're keeping count from Pasuk Aleph through Pasuk Hey, he has said the word Avshalom 5 times and the word b'ni 8 times. And the Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Amid Beis says that the significance of the word b'ni 8 times is actually fairly deep. Because we said last time that generally a father can't do anything for his deceased son once the Batira has happened. But in this case, the Gemara tells fantastical tales of what was done. The first is that Avshalom had descended through the 7 levels of Gehenna. Now, the idea of 7 hells and 7 levels of purgatory, those are ideas that were eventually canonized by non-Jewish writers like Dante in his Inferno in the 1300s. But in Jewish thought, the origin of many Christian myths that eventually kind of took copies of what existed in Judaism but then altered it themselves, there is a concept of 7 levels of Gehenna. And each time he said B'ni, each of his expressions of grief takes Avshalom out of another level of suffering. And the 8th brings him up into Gan Eden, into Shamayim. And we've said before that Avshalom didn't actually lose his Olam Haba despite what he had done. Because he himself did tshuva while he was hanging from a tree. And he didn't try to free himself, but accepted his din v'cheshbon at that last moment of his life. The Nach, by saying that David went up to the upper gate of the city, is a reference, the Mefarshim say, to this concept that he brought Gan Eden. He brought Avshalom to Gan Eden. The word Sha'ar has the same letters as the words Se'ar, hair, which is by which Avshalom was caught. So there's another pshat in the Gemara that says that he actually miraculously reattached Avshalom's decapitated head to the rest of the body by these tefilos. So miracles were done for the sake of Avshalom. And the way David saw it was that the rebellion had been decreed by Hashem, so Avshalom himself was blameless and didn't deserve to lose his positive fate in any way. So David is weeping over Avshalom, but with cause, with result. But Yoav, as the one who killed Avshalom, is unhappy about it. And we'll see what Yoav does and says to David to stop what he considers to be the pointless grief over a rebel who deserved to die.